You're listening to the Katie Lance Podcast. If you're an entrepreneur, social media geek, real estate pro, a mom, or maybe all of the above, and ready to level up your social media game, you're in the right place.
Hey everybody, it's episode 170 of the Katie Lance Podcast. Welcome back. Happy April. I feel like every month as I sit down to reflect on the past month for our podcast, on our email newsletter, I keep saying, wow, another month has passed. What a busy month. I feel like a broken record, but it's just a reminder to me that whether we like it or not, life moves forward. And no matter how much we try to hold on to time and slow down, time marches on. So this is part of the reason I started documenting my year this way in our emails and in our podcast, taking time to look back and reflect on the wins, the bruises, the funny moments, and everything in between has been cathartic and brought me a lot of joy. So I hope you can do the same thing each month. Don't let each month be just a blur of emails and school pickups and asking what's for dinner and running from one thing to the next. Take time to reflect and pause. Okay, with that being said, let's look back and talk a little bit about March. So I kicked off the month speaking for CRS. This is the RRC event in Las Vegas. It is a very well-known event in the real estate industry, and it was a true honor to speak there for a lot of real estate agents who have that CRS designation. It's just a big honor to have that designation, and the event itself was awesome. Of course, the best part of the event was always the hugs and the selfies and the connections afterwards, and I even had the pleasure of dining with some of our awesome Get Social Smart Academy members and masterminders. It was a blast. And speaking of marketing, I was honored this month winning one of the top marketer awards for Inman. This was a huge honor to win again. So big thanks to Inman. Now, as much as I love our business and I love what I do, this month also I really leaned into one of my favorite mantras, work hard and play hard. And I'm going to share a few examples of that. So first off, I attended a local scrapbook show, which was such a blast. Did you know I love to be crafty? Well, back in the day, I was all about scrapbooking, and now I find I'm more of a collector of craft supplies, and any crafter will probably understand that one. But I have to say, there's so much joy in making time to create something that isn't meant for the public, or isn't just for work, or isn't perfect. I'm really working on leaning into that. And I think a big part of this is really prioritizing me. Sometimes, and I think a lot of us are guilty of this, we tend to put ourselves at the bottom of our to-do list. This year, I continue to work on not doing this, and a big part of this has been my health journey. If you follow me on Instagram stories, you know I've shared a lot of that over there. And a big part of what I've been doing is working daily to make better choices, to be more intentional, to make a plan and stick to it. In fact, this past month, I have really focused on 10-minute bursts of activity. It's really hard to say no to doing something for just 10 minutes, right? Whether it's a 10-minute walk, a 10-minute workout, there's just something to be said. It's very, very doable. And what's really interesting is this has really changed my outlook a lot on working out. And ironically, on this journey, I'm also reminded of how much of a parallel this is to what I teach about social media, right? Have a plan, be consistent, done is better than perfect. So many parallels, I should say. All right, well, continuing into the theme of work hard, play hard, this podcast and the email newsletter that goes with it, which, by the way, if you are listening to the podcast and you don't get the email newsletter, feel free to go to katielance.com, get signed up. Okay, shameless plug there. So continuing in this theme of work hard, play hard, this particular episode is actually coming later than normal. The last few months I've been trying to publish the podcast early in the month. But because spring break just wrapped up and I just got back from Kauai with our family, and I have to say, a lot of people have asked, like, what is your favorite thing you've done? Honestly, my favorite moment out of that whole week, and Kauai is absolutely magical. If you've never been, highly recommend it. My favorite moment in the whole trip was going to Poipu Beach and sitting and relaxing in the ocean with my boys and just having the best conversations while we watched the turtles on shore. Poipu is actually known for its turtles, and we saw actually 17 turtles, which was amazing. But the best part was just the conversations. And if you have teenagers like we do, you know that sometimes getting more than just a one-word answer like, yep, nope, fine. Like, that's a miracle. So it's definitely a new chapter for our family as we are in this like knee deep teenage world land. But I'm so grateful and honestly just incredibly grateful that we were able to put the phones down and really just spend some quality time. Lots of great conversations. We played board games and just had an awesome time. Now, on our trip, I finished a book that I had been reading off and on since last year. And, you know, if you know, you know, I sometimes when it comes to books, I like power through them. Others, I pick them up, put them down. And this book I brought with me on my trip because I'm like, I want to finish this. Now, the book is called I'll Be There for You, This One About Friends by Kelsey Miller. Now, if you're a fan of the 90s show Friends, you'll love this. And here's the funny thing, like I've never been like a huge super fan of the show, but I've always been blown away by the success of the show and the dynamic of these six main actors. This show has always been kind of a comfort TV show to watch, as I think a lot of people can relate to that as well. And so the book was awesome. It was such a great book. It covered like the behind the scenes of the series, a lot of behind the scenes with the actors, why it was so successful. And I also thought the author did a really good job talking about kind of like the reckoning some people are having with some of the problematic storylines in the 90s and where we are today. And also just shout out to the author, Kelsey Miller. I posted a picture in Kauai that I was reading this on my Instagram stories. She saw it. She reposted it to her story. It was such a nice note. So classy. So Kelsey, if you happen to be listening to this, I loved your book and thank you for that. Now, also this month, I read a second book. Yes, two books in 1 month. I'm on a roll. I also read Burn Book, A Tech Love Story. Now, this just came out. This is by Kara Swisher. I actually listened to the audiobook. I love the audiobook. Karen narrated it. Now, if you're not familiar with Kara, I've been a Kara Swisher fan for a very long time. I saw her speak many times at Inman. Kara is one of the most highly respected tech journalists and has covered everyone in the tech world, from Steve Jobs, Sheryl Sandberg, and everyone in between. As she says, she, quote, she loves and breathes tech. And she recognizes the inherent problems and issues that face tech and social media, but simultaneously talks about them in a way that's inspiring and hopeful for the future. And I really love this book because this is how I think about tech. There's so many amazing opportunities, but as Spider-Man once said, with great power comes great responsibility. And so this book is such a great read. If you have, you know, followed me for social media, followed me for technology, and you've been curious about kind of the backstory with technology and all these big wigs in the tech world. And, you know, some of the things that I know I struggle with, the positives and the negatives, you know, we've sort of opened Pandora's box with technology. This is a great read. I absolutely recommend it. So thank you, Kara, for that. So training, coaching, events, more. There was a lot happening work-wise this month, you guys. You may listen to this and go, well, gosh, it sounds like you had a great vacation. You're reading some books. Don't get me wrong. We were very busy work-wise. And so this month, I have to tell you guys, I did so many webinars this month. A big part of our business, as you may or may not know, is I get hired to do a lot of teaching, whether that's in person, keynotes, or online for webinars. I probably did a record amount of webinars this month, and many of you listening to this podcast or reading our email newsletter may have just found me through one of our recent training sessions that we did. I have to say, and I'm asked about this all the time, more and more brokerages and franchises are booking me, not just for like a one-off, you know, hour Zoom, but so many of them are booking me for multi-part training sessions where we can really go deep and give agents not just more tactics, like nobody needs a, you know, a list of more apps, but really digging into practical strategies on how they can move their business forward, especially in a time when there's a lot of uncertainty, right, in the real estate industry. So if you are looking for a speaker or trainer, if that sounds good, let's chat. Feel free to reach out. I would absolutely love to connect. You can always email me, katie@katielance.com, or reach out to me on the socials. The other thing that happened this month is we relaunched our small group 6-week coaching program. Now, I talked about this last month in last month's podcast. This was a program I launched 10 years ago. And to bring it back to life, new and improved, has been challenging, so rewarding. I'm so proud of our coaching students. We aren't over yet with the 6 weeks, but I just have to give them the biggest shout out. Lots of you are asking when we are reopening it, when we're doing it again, most likely later this fall. Stay tuned. By the way, on a side note, if you hear some noise in the background, that is our neighbors and they're mowing their lawn. So this is real life, right? When you sit down to create content, it is what it is, but we're going to keep moving. Okay. So shout out to our 6-week coaching students. And like I said, if it's something that you missed or you want to do later in the year, stay tuned. Most likely in the fall, we're bringing it back. So what else is going on? This past month, we also hosted our new and improved ChatGPT masterclass. And you guys, so much has changed in ChatGPT since it first debuted in 2022. And as we all know, when used right, it can be a huge time saver. So we've got that replay available. If you missed it, you can purchase that. I'll drop the link in our show notes below so you can check this out. But coming up this month in April, so oftentimes throughout the month, we do masterclasses. And you guys, I'm so excited because at the end of the month, we have revitalized our YouTube masterclass. I don't think I've hosted this masterclass probably since 2022. And, you know, YouTube is the number two search engine in the world. It's owned by Google. We've been on YouTube for about a decade. And I'm excited to kind of like go behind the scenes and talk to you about growing a channel, a lot of lessons we've learned, how to show up better on camera. In fact, we've actually been doing a lot of videos about that over on our YouTube channel. I can link to that in the show notes below. And also, we're going to talk about how to increase views and subscribers and just like all these small things that really do make a big difference and really do make a dent in YouTube. So you can go to katielance.com/masterclass to get signed up. katielance.com/masterclass. It'll give you all the details and you can get signed up. We'll drop that in the show notes as well. Whew. Okay. Last but not least, another big announcement. We are so excited. It's official. We are officially announcing our 2024 mastermind. Now, as you may already know, this is a yearly event. We have hosted this basically yearly since 2018, minus a little bit during the pandemic. It is one of my favorite things that we host every year. It is a small, high-end event. And we are thrilled, drum roll, to bring it back to Vegas. This year, we'll be hosting it at the beautiful Bellagio, one of my favorite hotels in Las Vegas. And you know, Vegas is just world renowned, as we all know. We get attendees from all over the world who come to our mastermind. So Vegas is so easy for most people to be able to fly into. We have an incredible room rate reserved for our masterminders. And we keep our mastermind small. It is a small, intimate, hands-on 15 to 20 people max. There's no hiding. The mastermind. There's learning from me. We've got some incredible speakers we're going to be announcing soon. And it's just a really hands-on event. So, you know, as you know, I don't offer one-to-one consulting or one-to-one coaching. If you've wanted to work closely with me and our team, this is your opportunity. So the mastermind is not till November, but we are excited to announce it. If you go to katielance.com/mastermind, katielance.com/mastermind, it'll give you all the details and the dates and the costs and the payment options. We do have payment plans, but those are going to expire soon. So depending on when you listen to this, if you're interested, reserve your spot now. Like I said, we're maxing out at 20. As of the recording of this podcast, we have sold 7 tickets so far. So, you know, if you're interested, get signed up. And if you are curious about what it's about, if it's right for you, feel free to reach out. Again, you can email me or message me. Whew. Okay. Well, that is a wrap. What a month. Oh my goodness. I'm looking forward to what lies ahead for the spring. I'm looking forward to some more sunny days. The end of the school year is quickly approaching. Summer is just on the horizon. And I would love to hear from you. What are you working on? What are some things that you've got on your plate? If you've enjoyed this podcast, the best you can do is share it with a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on your Instagram stories, tag me. I'm at Katie Lance on Instagram. You can share the link to the podcast on any other platform that you're active on. And I would just love to hear what resonated with you. All right, until next time, my friends, we'll see you soon. Cheers. Bye for now.
Thanks so much for listening to today's show. If you want more, head over to katielance.com and check out the Get Social Smart Academy, guaranteed to get you social smart. Also, sign up for our free email newsletter packed full of great content. Until next time, get social smart.